So you know how I often say that Weekly 50 is not necessarily about being artful or especially creative, but it was really created by me to force me to go out and use my camera. And in doing so, hopefully explore new aspects of photography as well. And this is a perfect example of me not being particularly artistic, but just simply using my camera. I took this on the first day of school in the spring 2017 semester at OSU. The weather was nice. I had my camera with me like I often do and took a walk around Theta Pond because it's a great place to walk. And, you know, sometimes you see pictures and sometimes you don't. And this is one of those times where I wasn't seeing much because I walked around Theta Pond like hundreds of times. And it all seemed so familiar and nothing new under the sun. But I thought this would make an interesting picture anyway, with the way it was framed. So you've got the fountain in the fountain between these two trees and the park bench on the left-hand side. And there's nothing particularly noteworthy or interesting here, but it was me just sort of forcing myself to try and make some sort of photo opportunity happen where I normally wouldn't see much in the way of something that's different or interesting compared to what I'd done before. The one thing I did here, which I've also done before, is I wanted to go for a little bit of a smooth motion effect. So I used a 1/10 of a second shutter speed, and it's really hard to get a picture still when you're using that slow of a shutter speed, unless you've got built-in image stabilization in your lens or your camera, or you're on a tripod. I have none of those on my D7100 and my 50mm lens. But I used the motor drive, held the shutter button down, and popped off like a dozen shots. And this one was in focus, and it worked out pretty well. This is a good example of how an ND filter would be really nice to have. I have some for my 35, but not my 50. I guess I should just go get some for my 50. And also, if you look at the blog, you'll see the original, which is overexposed quite a bit to get an even slower shutter. I think to get this properly exposed, it would have been about a 20th of a second, but I used a 10th of a second to get it, to overexpose it and then bring it down in RAW. But I wanted that longer shutter to get a little more motion or smoothness of motion in that fountain. So anyway, hope you like this, and hopefully I don't know, hopefully it's not too boring for you because you've probably seen dozens of these pictures on my blog before. But anyway, there it is.